Welcome to The Disappearing Mind, a unique podcast helping you find clarity and support along your dementia journey. Now, join National Dementia Trainer and Coach, Dawn Platt, for an all-new episode.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Dawn Platt. So happy to be back in the studio with you today. I hope that you will join me for this discussion as we talk about the dementia journey. And I put together a topic that I feel like is something that people struggle with, especially adult children. And so I wanted to get into it today and just have that real discussion and talk about some feelings that no matter what support group that I'm involved in, and I try and be involved in a lot of community support groups, as well as I host my own virtual support group every other month and stay in touch with that. Stay in touch with our support groups. Go to thedisappearingmind.com, put your questions in, communicate with us. Get some resources for yourself. I think that it's going to be very helpful to you. And certainly your feedback is helpful to us here at the podcast. We want to produce content that's relevant to you. I mean, that's our whole goal in doing that, is to make your journey a little easier, a little better, a little bit more quality by having conversations that are going to be value added and add to your decision-making process, as well as the quality of care for your loved one. Today in the podcast, we will be discussing some talking points on the challenges adult children, spouses, and others face as dementia caregivers, particularly around the sense of feeling isolated and loss. These are things that you may experience from time to time as you encounter the caregiving journey. And I think it's different for, let's say, adult children than perhaps a spouse. There's a lot of differences between expectations and a lot of differences between thought processes according to who you are in the family and your relationship to the person that's receiving care. So the topic today is the sense of life put on hold. It is something that I run across a lot. I think that I even felt this way time to time in overseeing the care of my mother. But that sense of life put on hold is really a powerful thought that people go through. And I hope today, as we talk through these points, that you will come to realize that this is a pretty common obstacle. This is a pretty common experience that people, and I'm not saying all people, but people may feel as they're walking this dementia journey, as they are caregiving for someone they know and love. But in many cases, the adult child who takes on caregiving responsibilities for a loved one with dementia are unprepared for the profound long-term impact it will have on their lives. I don't think that when we say yes out of obligation, or we say yes out of it's just the thing to do, that we really kind of think it through. And the reason for that is that we just are not aware. We're not knowledgeable of what's coming our way or what the journey will look like. It's really crucial to understand why feelings of isolation, sacrifice, and frustration are and can be so common in some of these situations. And if that's you, I hope that some of these tips or just hearing the discussion will help you process this particular emotion that you may be having. So the simple lack of expectation and preparedness. When most people agree to care for a parent or a loved one with dementia, they often do so out of a sense of duty, out of love, or a family obligation. However, they may not fully grasp the extent of the commitment that they're making. Dementia is a progressive condition, a progressive disease that not only affects memory, but also gradually impairs a person's ability to perform basic daily tasks. This progression is mostly and often unpredictable. No two are exactly alike, and many caregivers don't anticipate several things. For one, the length of time involved, the long goodbye, the number of years that someone can walk through this journey at various stages. So dementia can last for many years, sometimes over a decade, which means a prolonged period of caregiving of some sort. Now, obviously, in the beginning stages, not so much, but people progress differently, and there comes a point where caregiving is necessary. So what might initially feel like a temporary situation turns into a major long-term, actually life commitment. And when I say life commitment, a year, 2 years, 4 years, 7 years in my case, this is something that caregivers do not really anticipate. Also, the increasing severity. It's very hard to understand if you haven't been exposed to someone with dementia, or perhaps you are not educated about the dementia process. But as dementia progresses, the loved one becomes more dependent on their caregiver, and oftentimes to the point that they require 24/7 supervision in many, many cases. This level of care can become all-consuming, with caregivers needing to assist with bathing, dressing, feeding, and even managing difficult behaviors like agitation or wandering. Now, you may not be there at this point, and you may not see a lot of these types of things, but differences in personality or changes in the person that you know can be daunting, can be difficult to deal with. Another thing I don't think that people really consider, maybe are not aware of, is the emotional and physical toll that caregiving can bring. So caregivers may not be aware of how physically and emotionally draining the role will become, and the gradual loss of the loved one's abilities, their personality, and the independence that they have once had can be truly heart-wrenching, leaving a caregiver feeling overwhelmed and isolated. I know that for me personally, and for many families that I coach, many families over the years that I've been associated with, the feeling of seeing that person, that family matriarch, that parent, that spouse lose their independence and become dependent on others is heart-wrenching. It's heartbreaking. It's just something that can really take a toll on your emotional health and a physical toll as well. So these are the kind of lack of expectations and preparedness that you certainly don't see at the beginning of a diagnosis. You don't really understand what life will bring, what progression will bring. These are things that we need to talk about. We need to understand that these are some of the things that could make you feel, could lend to the sense of your life being put on hold. Unawareness of the reality of dementia care, the course of the disease itself. So most people are not exposed in life to the realities of dementia care until they're living it, unless you have had another family member or even a friend that's close that you have seen this. I think the realities can be quite surprising. You may not have experienced the daily challenges of caregiving for someone who can no longer remember their name, or someone that repeats the same question over and over, or someone who becomes agitated or confused by their surroundings or a new person, or even forgets who you are. So the gradual decline can be shocking and deeply painful for caregivers. It is not unusual that you don't know this. I mean, I'm saying this because it becomes your reality, and it becomes something that's daunting at times, and that can really, really take a toll on your everyday life, especially if you're unprepared for the emotional weight that comes with watching a loved one lose themselves to the disease. It is probably the hardest part. For me, was definitely the hardest part of having my mom there physically, but simply losing her as a person, losing her as a friend, losing her as the woman that she was, as my mother, as a grandmother. Those things were hurtful. And I think they're hurtful for most people, whether you're a spouse or an adult child, especially in the case where you've just had a great relationship with this person and now you're watching someone decline. As an example, a daughter agrees to care for her mother after a diagnosis of early stage dementia, really thinking that it will mostly involve helping with medications or organizing appointments. And initially, that is the case. But a few years later, her mother no longer recognizes her, can't feed herself, and requires constant supervision. This is really a whole different story. It is something that takes more time and effort on your part. And it's something that you're going to need support in as the amount of care that your loved one needs increases. Unexpected sacrifice. In my coaching of families, especially adult children, there's a lot of people who do voice that there are some sacrifices they just really didn't think about in their own life. And so many caregivers underestimate the sacrifices that they'll have to make in their own personal life, whether it's missing out on vacations, social events, career opportunities, or even milestones like anniversaries. Those sacrifices often come unexpectedly as the demands of caregiving grow. You're not expecting that. In my own particular situation, it was the birth of our first grandchild at the time that my mother was getting progressively worse, requiring progressively more care and management, beginning to wander, beginning to have more outbursts and behaviors that were highly out of character for her. And it was a struggle. It was a balance in addition to my own career, where I actually work with dementia every single day of my career. So this balancing act is something that I want you to be aware of and I want you to talk about. I mean, it's real. And I think that having that opportunity to have the discussion about how you feel and making decisions based on good education and knowledge about the disease as well as options that you have are going to be important on your dementia journey. Caregivers themselves are often faced with difficult decisions about how to balance their responsibilities, their loved one, and their own personal needs and desires. I have seen this frequently, especially with spouses, more so with spouses than I have seen with adult children, but both are true. And that is, they simply just put their own life on hold. They put their care, their health on hold. They put their hobbies, their dreams, their aspirations on hold. And really, it can be very difficult to be able to do that because at some point it can be hard to pick up those pieces, or in the case of your own personal health, I have seen the caregiver pass away long before the person with dementia passes away. So really important to note and to understand. But let's talk a little bit about some other factors here, and that's isolation. The inability to participate in social events or even leave the house without arranging for someone to take over care can lead to deep feelings of isolation. I pick up today and go anywhere I want to go at any time I want to go. I'm not restricted, but that wasn't the case when I was overseeing mom's care. It's not the case for you as a caregiver. You can't do that. You really have to plan out. You can't be spontaneous. If you forget something or you don't have the capability to get it, you just have to wait. So there's a lot of feelings of isolation. You can feel cut off from your social circles, leading to not only loneliness, but a feeling of frustration. Life can just become different. Having the conversations, being real, being honest, and having a place that you can honestly speak about these feelings will be very beneficial to you in your journey. Let's say an adult son turns down an opportunity to go on a long-awaited vacation with his spouse because he has no one to care for his father, who cannot be left alone for even a few hours. So there's a pull there. There's a real pull that this son would have wanting to be on vacation, wanting to spend time with his wife. And I think to a degree, families understand, but not everyone understands what you go through or why someone else can't do it. And I can't tell you how many times people would invite me somewhere and say, can't so-and-so take care of your mom, or a lot of things, because they didn't really understand the details behind putting that together. But we understand, those of us who are on the journey, those of us who are in the caregiver journey, it takes some planning to provide that backup. Just a good thing to talk about, discuss with your family, look at options for getting that done. Feelings of unfairness and loss of freedom. Here again, these are things that now you can't do spontaneously what you've probably done the majority of your adult life, because now you have to consider leaving this person alone or arranging for someone else to come in. Or even when you do go out on errands, you probably feel obligated to get back pretty quickly to see how things are going. So there's some real daunting emotions that someone on the caregiving journey can feel. Caregivers often express to me that they feel like their own lives are slipping away. Yeah, I've had multiple people tell me that. And although it's for a period of time, it can feel like a very long time and it can feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. This constant responsibility can really lead to that sense of feeling trapped or stuck in a role that you didn't fully understand when you agreed to take it on. And I just want to say today that I don't want you to feel guilty. These are real feelings and they have justification. I mean, they are things that people feel when their lives have been turned upside down. And dementia is no friend to family or relationships. Looking at what can I do? How can I make some changes to make this bearable? And sometimes it's more bearable than others. While caregiving can be rewarding in many ways, it's also a deeply challenging role that can leave people feeling as though they're missing out on their own life and their own experiences. Unfairness is something many adult children feel overwhelmed with, a sense of unfairness. Perhaps there's one child in the family of multiple who tends to bear the burden, and it can feel unfair at times. That's absolutely true. So they may look to their peers who are free to travel, enjoy social activities, and live more of a carefree life and feel envious or even resentful. So these feelings are normal, but can lead to significant emotional distress if left unaddressed, unattended to. Another example might be caregiver feels deep frustration and sadness as they watch their friends post photos of their travels and experience while she or he is home caring for a parent with dementia, unable to participate in life in the same way. You just feel isolated and separated at times. And maybe this doesn't come right away, but if the caregiving journey lingers on, certainly these feelings can be present. I think that the importance of acknowledging the reality of caregiving. A lot of people say thank you. A lot of people say it's an honorable thing to do, and it certainly is. But the importance to acknowledge that caregiving for someone with dementia often involves unforeseen life-altering changes is just reality. Many caregivers enter the role without fully understanding the progression of dementia. Caregivers can begin to seek out support systems and resources, which we talk about and we're going to cover today, to help them cope with these feelings of isolation, feelings of frustration, and feelings of loss. Caregivers who are connected to support group, to support mechanism, to therapy, can share your experiences and can be honest about how you're feeling. And you're going to find in a support group setting that many others are facing similar challenges. And it's important to recognize that we're in this together, that you're not alone. And it really is quite relieving to just really talk about it without guilt or without shame, open and honest conversations. And that's what we want to do here on the podcast today. By shedding light on these realities, you can help others. And my goal is to help you, the listener, to understand why it's so common for caregivers to feel a sense of loss, a sense of isolation, even unfairness. It is unfair at times. Dementia is not fair. Dementia is not friendly. Dementia is not kind. Acknowledging these feelings and talking about them can really help manage the demands that caregiving brings. That sense of life being put on hold is a reality for you. It's a reality for most at some point, whether they talk about it or not. Sacrificing personal milestones can be a reality for you, but maybe your spouse has been married a long time and you have completed all of those things. But in your circumstance, it's things that you had hoped for in retirement. It's things that you had hoped for as you were aging together. It's enjoying your home or your children, your great-grandchildren, or maybe even traveling and those things you miss. Maybe it's celebrating birthdays or anniversaries. These are things that maybe you've cherished with your loved one your entire life. And now it's more isolated. It's more daunting. Your loved one can no longer remember your birthday. They don't necessarily acknowledge anniversaries. Those things kind of disappear for them. This is a real sacrifice and a really sad condition, I think, for most of us as family members and loved ones to go through. It's a real reality in our lives. I have even seen and have a particular family member who actually canceled her 20th wedding anniversary trip because they couldn't really leave their mother with dementia alone. Although it was made out of a good heart, I think at some point you can't get that 20th anniversary back. Don't let those decisions turn into sadness or resentment. Try and make arrangements where you can engage in some of those milestones in your life. It will really help on the dementia journey. Isolation from friends and social circles. I experienced this. I've talked about it on the podcast. Many families miss out on social engagement, maybe even friends, but a friend is a friend, whether you're together or not, whether you talk or not. Friends need to understand that life has changed for you. And hopefully there is a way. And if you're the friend, send a note card, pick up the phone and call. It doesn't have to be long, but it's really important. And pick up on the other side. Friends are important in life and we don't want to lose our friends, but our life has changed and we've taken a time out to care for the one we love. So this is really important, but let me just say to the caregiver, a friend will be a friend whether you've seen them the last 5 years or the last 20 years. A true friend is someone that is a lifetime. I hope that encourages you today. We've talked about unfairness. Let's talk about the emotional toll of longevity. So this is where this has been going on a long time. And what a long time is for you is probably different than it is for me or someone else. Dementia can last for years. And although the amount of care needed is going to increase as the years go by, it's still looking after someone, still looking after their affairs. So it can lead to an extended period of time where caregivers feel like they're stuck in the role, like that's who they are as a person. It really limits life choices and it can leave you with a profound sense of loss. And just be aware of that. There are going to be boundaries that you're going to set. And the families that I've coached know I say, set your boundaries. There are things that you can move that boundary back, but there are other things in life. Don't move the boundary. Okay, make it happen. Don't give it up. And you're going to find in the end that was a good decision for you. You don't have to move every boundary. You don't have to put everything on hold. Pick and choose those things that you want to make happen or you want to maintain in your life. It's going to be important to you, not only for quality of life, but really the quality of caregiver you can become. You cannot lose your entire self, really give back to someone else. And so really important. How about the guilt over desiring a break? This one throws me, but it is a constant. It's something that I have felt in the past that every family that I've ever worked with have really expressed this in one way or another, that guilt over desiring a break. I mean, years can go by and they haven't taken a vacation, haven't gone to the doctor, they haven't done the necessary things that they needed to do. There's conflict in the emotions. So caregivers often feel guilty for wanting time for themselves or wishing that they could leave for a while. The idea of taking a break might feel selfish, but it is necessary for your well-being. It is so necessary. Don't feel guilty. You don't think about it when you're not caregiving, but I do things for myself every single day. I do it for my family and for my spouse, but I do stuff for myself every single day. And I think that it would really leave some emotional scarring if I was not able to be able to do that. It's important. Don't feel guilty. Work it out. Talk to your family. It's real. It's real. Coping with those feelings of loss of freedom, seek out respite care. Ask a family, ask a friend, seek out respite care. Hire someone so that you can reclaim small moments of freedom in your life. This is powerful. It's important. You may not take a week or 2 week vacation, not even be gone for 3 days. I don't know if you can get a few hours, afternoon, twice a week, once a week, seek that respite care, seek that support. That's going to help you to cope with your feeling of lost freedom. And get out, do whatever it is you want to do. Go get your hair done, go get a pedicure, go on a shopping spree, make it about you. Here's one, the importance of reconnecting with personal identity. Listen, we have our identities, we have our personalities, we have those things that make us uniquely us. And I have seen time and time again where families lose their personal identity. They lose their humor. They lose their sense of fun, a sense of self. Remember who you are outside of caregiving. Remember who you were. Remember who you are. Remember who you want to be. Remember I said that having our first grandchild, I wanted to be a grandmother. I wanted to play that role. I wanted to be there as well as a daughter and a career person. So reconnect. Let's say that you are a caregiver who loves painting. Maybe you're an artist. Reconnect with your hobby by setting aside an hour or two a week for creative time, giving you that sense of personal fulfillment. This is going to make all the difference in your caregiving life and journey. Support systems, asking for help, build a network around you, whether you have to pay them, whether you set aside time for friends and family. There are essentials for caregivers, and one of them is to seek support. You can't do it on your own. Avoid becoming overwhelmed. Avoid waiting until you're overwhelmed to try and seek help. It's going to become more and more difficult. Recognize the long-term effects of isolation. Listen, you need to really look at this. If you were once a social person, once a friendly, outgoing, engaging person involved in community activities, and then you are isolated, there is no outlet for your emotions. There's no outlet for your energy. There's no way to refill yourself. And perhaps that is a hobby, a leisure, friends. Maybe it's your faith or your church. Take that time, find that time, because the impacts of long-term isolation can really impact your mental health. It's going to change how you act and react. It's going to impact you emotionally. It's going to cause stress in your life. Try and find that outlet. And I'm always talking about a support group, but this is over and beyond a support group. This is an outlet. This is a place to create. It's a place to laugh. It's a place to have a glass of wine. It's a place to go and renew your faith. Deal with the long-term effects of isolation. Do not allow yourself to constantly remain isolated in the caregiving role. It's just really not going to be beneficial in the long run. And then accepting that it's okay to feel frustrated. It is okay to feel frustrated. It's what you do with it. Acknowledging these feelings, it's normal to feel that things are unfair. They are. It's normal to feel frustrated with the situation. It's a frustrating situation. It can be perilous in some conditions. You should be kind to yourself. Be very kind to yourself and recognize these emotions as part of the caregiving journey. Acknowledge them, that it's not easy. Don't have a pity party for yourself, but just acknowledge that. I'm going through this. I'm always interested. I belong to a lot of online support groups. And I think for some reason, it's much easier for people who you can't see or you don't know to really acknowledge exactly how they feel in great detail, because people don't know them. People don't recognize them. People can't see their faces. And I think it's healthy. So if you need to be online, if you need to write us or talk about what's going on with you, feel free to do that, because it's important to acknowledge this frustration. It's one way to funnel it. And at the end of the day, you're going to find out you're not alone. You're not the only one. These talking points today that I went through, they were meant to address your emotional challenges, and mostly adult children, but also spouses, other loved ones. You need to take a look at what I'm talking about here. I hope it provides some insight into the deep sense of sacrifice that you endure, that you walk through every day. So as we wrap up this conversation, really on caregiver frustration or anger, guilt, and deep sacrifices made for those caring for a loved one with dementia, it's important to acknowledge that caregiving is one of the most selfless acts of love and dedication that a person can give. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, frustrated, and even isolated at times. But it is also essential to remember that you are not alone in this journey. Your love and commitment make a meaningful difference in the life of your loved one. Even when it feels difficult, you have made that difference. Remember to give yourself grace on the journey. You're human. It's okay to feel the weight of these challenges, but equally important to take time for yourself, to seek support, to reach out to others who understand the experience you're going through. Caring for yourself is not selfish. Let me say that again. Caring for yourself is not selfish. It's a vital part of being the best caregiver that you can be. So in the midst of the hard days, know that you're resilient, you're doing an incredible job, and there is hope on the other side. Stay connected with others, carve out moments of joy, honoring your own needs, participate in this podcast and support groups, and you'll find some strength for moving forward. You are making a difference, and your journey, as difficult as it may be, is filled with love and compassion. One day you're going to look back and you're going to be thankful that you were able to walk it. Keep going. You've got this. Until next time, this is Dawn Platt. Make it a memorable day.
Thank you for joining us for the Disappearing Mind podcast. We hope it's helped you find clarity and support along your journey. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode, visit our website to suggest future topics, and share the podcast with friends and family.